The House Always Wins. Written by Kieran Granola. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Batman. Rating explicit. Relationship Tim Drake, Jason Todd. Also tagged for Bets and Wagers. Sub Jason Todd. Dom Tim Drake. Bottom Jason Todd. Cockwarming. Praise kink. Overstimulation. Crying. Desk sex. Tim Drake doesn't bet, he invests. Jason should really know better than to underestimate Tim. It works out for him, though. Multiple orgasms and anal sex. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel the blood rushing throughout your body. You see the scars painted over my skin. I'm always numb to the topic of loving. I fell in love with the subject of sin. It starts with an idle thought. It's the barest hint of interest, the first embers of desire simmering in Jason's blood, a flash of something heated that flares up while he watches Tim and Cass spar. Somewhere in the background, B is lecturing him about his interrogation techniques, complaining about his violent tendencies. But Jason doesn't hear a word. His entire focus is on the way the pink tinge on Tim's ordinarily pale skin makes his blue eyes look brighter. With his perpetually smooth cheeks, it turns his face doll-like, all long lashes and full lips. He looks precious, delicate. Jason's dick twitches in interest as he tries to picture how far down that blush goes. It's surprisingly easy for him to imagine Tim naked and flushed, with his pretty pink nipples standing at attention and his cock leaking against his washboard abs. Ah, shit. Jason shivers. Tim would look so good bouncing in his lap, his large hands guiding Tim's hips up and down. He'd leave a mark for sure. Tim bruises like a peach. It's one thing Jason knows from post-patrol patch jobs. Tim always ends up covered in bruises and scrapes, even when the rest of the family gets by without so much as a scratch. Fuck, but he'd look pretty with Jason's handprints reddening over his ass. Son, Jason, B snaps. Are you even listening to me? Nah, Jason shakes his head with a smirk. Sorry, got distracted thinking about turning Timmy over my knee. Bruce's expression turns dangerous. This isn't funny, Jason, he growls. It wasn't a joke, Jason continues louder. What'd you think, replacement? Ever considered fucking an alley boy? Swear I'd make it worth your while. Tim stumbles in surprise, and Cass's next attack sends him to his knees. That's enough. Your methods are one thing, Bruce warns, but I won't tolerate sexual harassment under my roof. Relax, B. You know I ain't that kind of motherfucker. I wouldn't touch him without permission. Jason winks at Tim. Sure appreciate the view, though. Tim flushes brighter and jumps back to his feet as Bruce exhales angrily. That's it. Out. We'll talk later. Jason is getting up to leave. He's not that pressed to obey Bruce, but he's always happy to find a way to escape a lecture. When Tim calls out, wait. Surprised, Jason turns around just in time to catch the practice bow Tim throws at him before it smacks him in the face. Prove it, Tim challenges. Jason raises an eyebrow, taken off guard. Prove what? Tim gives him a dangerous smile, that enticing flush still burning on his cheeks, before twirling his own bow lazily. That you'd make it worthwhile, obviously. Bruce whirls around to stare at him, while Cass bursts into laughter. Are you serious? Jason asks incredulously. Deadly so, Tim says. Jason raises his eyebrows. So we, like, spar. And you'll what? Let me fuck you if I win?
Sure, if you win.
Tim's smile sharpens even further, and a thrill goes up Jason's spine. His grip tightens around the practice staff. And if I lose? Tim tilts his head and taps his lips with the tip of his bow thoughtfully.
How about you have to do whatever I tell you to for a day?
That's only fair if I get to fuck you for a full day, too, Jason points out. You good with that?
Yeah.
Tim spins his staff lazily again and huffs a laugh.
Yeah, I am.
Jason shucks off his jacket and shoes and makes his way to the mat. It's a deal, then. Hope you won't regret it, replacement. Tim's teeth looked strangely sharp under the cave lighting when he says, I'll try my best. When you give me your body, yeah, I feel our souls burning up with none inside of you and I. And I'ma leave my mind just to remind you where you belong, baby. Give me your heart, scream as loud as you want. Jason isn't sure how long he's been writhing on the vibe Tim slid into him before putting him on his knees under his desk, but he's long past the point where pleasure turned into pain. He's come once already, untouched. He's been keeping his hands behind his back on Tim's orders, and his spunk has had time to dry on his skin. He's oversensitive and overstimulated, but he can't beg for a reprieve when his mouth is full and Tim seems all too happy to keep him as his cock warmer for now. Tim swivels his hips and one of his hands leaves his keyboard to pet Jason's sweat-soaked curls. Jason whimpers. He nuzzles into the contact as much as he can. Tim shivers in pleasure and rolls his chair away from the desk to look at Jason's face. Oh, sweetheart. Tim wipes Jason's overstimulated tears away with a thumb as Jason shuffles forward on his knees to keep Tim's cock in his mouth. You're doing so good. Such a good boy for me. I'm almost done with my work. You just have to hold on for a little while longer. Jason shudders. Fuck. He wasn't expecting to like it so much when Tim explained what he had in mind, and Jason had agreed to give it a try. But his resolve is growing weaker by the second. Tim is just so sweet. He's liberal with his praise, encouraging hums and whispers of approval, settling over Jason like a warm blanket. His every stroke is cajoling, calloused fingers barely brushing against Jason's skin. It makes Jason feel precious, safe, cared for. Steeling himself, he does his best to bear the pleasure pain,
Right now, the only thing he wants is to prove himself worthy of Tim's kindness, to earn more of these earth-shatteringly delicate caresses. If that means suffering through constant overstimulation longer, then so be it. He quiets his mind and ignores his body, taking deep, shuddering breaths through his nose. The warmth and weight of Tim's cock in his mouth are grounding. Focusing on the ache in his jaw makes it easier to get used to the constant overstimulation. He's starting to drift, the fuzzy haze of submission settling over him. When the vibrations inside of him increase, crying out, he jerks violently as a fresh wave of tears escape him. Tim strokes his cheek. "It's okay, sweetheart. You can take it." Heart beating too fast in his chest, Jason shakes his head minutely. It's too much. He's overwhelmed by sensations, pleasure and agony mixing in his blood like fire. "Yes, you can," Tim insists, voice deceptively soft as the toe of one of his expensive loafers comes to rest against Jason's balls. "Don't you want to be good for me?" This is the first time Tim has hinted that he could punish Jason if he failed, that his touches could turn rough. Jason's vision goes white, his entire body shaking as the thinly veiled threat forces a second, almost dry orgasm out of him. "That's it. Thank you." Tim turns off the vibe and resumes petting Jason's hair and face. "You're so good, my good boy." As soon as the vibrations stop, Jason sags against Tim's legs. His muscles feel like jelly, and it takes all of his remaining control to keep his hands behind his back. Head buzzing with white noise, he lets Tim help him back to his feet and bend him over his massive desk without protest. Tim presses a kiss to his shoulder before pulling the toy out with slow, careful fingers. "That was perfect. I'm so proud of you, sweetheart." Jason doesn't reply, too busy trying to catch his breath, but warmth spreads in his chest at the praise. Tim strokes his spine, letting his fingers trail down to Jason's rim. "My turn now," Tim murmurs. "Spread your legs for me." Jason complies, and the shorter man pets his flank in approval. There's some shuffle behind Jason. Then Tim presses the head of his cock against his rim, his shaft wet with lube. He pushes in slowly, running a soothing hand over Jason's back as he presses forward. Jason whines, body clenching around the intrusion. Tim moans and kisses his shoulder. "Shit, you're tight. Are you all right?" Jason nods weakly. It doesn't hurt, per se, but it's a lot when his body feels like one big live wire. Every minor sensation is amplified tenfold, and it makes Tim's touches feel slightly too intense. He tamps down his discomfort. The ache is inconsequential when he so desperately wants to please. Forcing himself to relax, he pushes back and takes Tim in deeper. Exhaling slowly, Tim starts moving in and out of him. He isn't rough, but he doesn't bother trying to avoid Jason's prostate. He just fucks him steadily, leaving Jason to scramble for purchase on the smooth surface of the desk whenever a particularly good thrust sends a spike of pleasure pain up his spine. The fabric of Tim's bespoke suit brushes the back of Jason's thighs, and Jason shivers. He can imagine what they look like. Him, naked and covered in his own cum, getting rawed on a desk with Tim behind him, still fully dressed and composed. The tear tracks on his cheeks make his face tingle, but he can't muster the energy to care when his entire body is screaming in oversensitivity. His mouth falls open, a steady stream of embarrassing whines and moans tumbling from his lips as Tim keeps moving. "God, Jay, you sound so... fuck, I want to see you," Tim pants, He pulls out and flips Jason over in an impressive display of strength, carelessly sending papers and pens to the floor in a heap. He hooks Jason's legs over his hips and slides back in. Jason can't help but throw his head back with a loud groan, back arching obscenely. "Shit, look at you." Tim bends down to bite and suck at his nipples, and his thrusts turn brutal. Big tits, big cock, and a tight ass for me to fuck. So fucking perfect. Jason bites down a scream as Tim wraps a hand around his dick. "Come for me again, sweetheart. I want to feel it." Jason reaches over his head desperately to grab onto the edge of the desk, body arching further as he rasps. "Can't. Please. Tim, I..." Tim puts a hand over Jason's mouth and jacks him off faster with the other, nailing his prostate with every thrust. He looks so beautiful with his porcelain doll blush high on his cheeks again, his pretty mouth slack with pleasure as he orders. "Hush, you can. Come on, sweetheart. Come for me again." Jason's tears overflow once more, even as he tries to focus on his own pleasure and ignore the sting of overstimulation. It's too much, pain messing with him and keeping him from tipping over the edge. Tim's hand slips down to wrap around Jason's throat. He's not squeezing, but the weight of his palm is a reminder that he could, in fact, hurt Jason if he wanted to. Jason tenses, a rush of adrenaline flowing through him. He feels small, vulnerable in a way he never lets himself be, but he also feels held, like it's okay to break because Tim will be there to put the pieces of him back together. Tim's hand at his throat flexes on a hard thrust, putting just a hint of pressure on his Adam's apple, and Jason lets go. Body pulling taut, he comes dry again with a silent scream. Tim's rhythm falters as he clenches around his cock. "Fuck yes. Thank you, Jay. You're so fucking good, Jay." Jason goes boneless, black spots dancing in his vision at the intensity of his orgasm. Tim lets go of his throat to rot into him hard, chasing his own pleasure. He comes deep inside of him with a bitten-off shout and stays buried to the hilt, savoring the aftershocks of his orgasm. After a while, Tim unhooks Jason's legs from around his waist and pulls out. "God, Jay, that felt incredible. Thank you, sweetheart. You were amazing." Jason shivers, but he doesn't answer. He'd love to return the compliment. However, he's not sure he can speak right now. He feels floaty, like his soul is hovering outside of his body. Tim doesn't seem to mind. He kisses Jason lazily before disappearing for a minute to look for something in his bag. The plug is unexpected, but not unwelcome, and Jason stays pliant as Tim slides it into him. Once Tim is satisfied with the way the plug sits, he guides Jason into his lap on his massive office chair. Jason does his best to comply, too fucked out to point out that he's way too heavy for this shit. Weirdly enough, Tim doesn't seem bothered by his dead weight. He cards a hand through Jason's sweaty hair and holds him close, murmuring sweet nothings into his neck. With how careful and soft Tim is being, it's no wonder Jason dozes off. His last thought before going under is that he has no idea how he'll make it through the remaining 21 hours he owes Tim. The end. author's notes. Tim took one look at the biggest closet sub he's ever seen, trying to play Dom, and seized his chance. Jason's gonna come out of this a changed man. And beg Tim for more.
If you enjoyed this podfic, you can leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archivealvarone.org/users/opalsong. And from there, you can find a link to the text.